Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Join the Central Peninsula Hospital for an evening stroll with Dr. Ryan Saliga, Central Peninsula Family Practice and Pediatrics, speaking on depression at June's Walk with the Doc. The event aims to walk and talk folks towards better health. This month, the community event will cover depression, including signs to watch for, available treatments, and ways to support yourself and others. Walk with the Doc will take place at the Soldotna High School track on Wednesday, June 4th at 5 p.m. The event will begin in a group, to which a doctor will give a 10-minute presentation on the event's topic, followed by a Q&A. Individuals will then have the opportunity to take a casual walk.
I do want to let people know that even if they're not very active, that's absolutely fine.
That was Shannon Davis, marketing manager for the Central Peninsula Hospital.
And people can walk at their own pace. And then generally we do about 2 laps and then we come back together again and talk some more. So I would just encourage anybody and everybody to join us.
The event is free and open to the public. No pre-registration is required. Come dressed for the weather and ready to walk. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Central girls soccer team capped their season with a 2-0 win over Soldotna to capture their second straight Division II state title Saturday in Wasilla. Brennan Hansen put the Cardinals on the board early with a tough angle shot just 8 minutes in, and Kate Wisniewski added the insurance goal in the second half. It was Kenai's third appearance in the finals and their second title.
They didn't want anything less, and so there was this high expectation of really trying to not let the girls down. And I felt like it kind of all came together really well.
That was first year KCHS girls soccer head coach Jeff Seemers. Then in Anchorage, the Soldotna boys track and field team took home the Division I state title behind a long string of top finishes. Here's Sohi coach Phil Leck.
That's a big mountain to climb, you know, being the smallest school in the Division I level. To get to the top and be able to do that was a long time coming, a lot of work, and watch the kids invest in the culture that's been created from kids, you know, a decade ago when I first started this thing.
Soldotna boys won the 4x400 relay, placed second in the 4x800 and 4x100, and saw Tice Escott win the 200 and take second in the 100. So high girls weren't far behind, finishing third overall with wins in the 4x8, 4x1, and 4x2, breaking school records along the way. A single vehicle crash early Saturday morning left one man dead and another injured after a sedan overturned and came to rest on railroad tracks near mile 92.5 of the Seward Highway on Turnagain Arm. Anchorage Police Dispatch received multiple 911 calls reporting the crash at approximately 3:53 a.m. on May 31st. Responding officers and emergency personnel located two adult males inside the overturned vehicle. The passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver, who sustained non-life-threatening injuries, was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Northbound and southbound lanes were closed at the crash site as investigators with the Major Collision Investigation Unit processed the scene. Drivers were urged to avoid the area and seek alternate routes. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Two people had to be assisted in the Byron Glacier Valley after an avalanche over the weekend. Crews from the Girdwood Fire Department and Alaska State Troopers responded and transported the individuals to awaiting EMTs. Their injuries didn't appear to be serious, according to Trooper spokesperson Tim Despain. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.